This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Russian troops today stormed a school where a group of mostly Chechen gunmen had been holding at least 1,000 hostages. More than 200 people were killed, many of them children. Hundreds of others were injured. And now the questions begin, including whether the raid was planned. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Beslan.
Russian security officials had repeatedly said there were no plans to storm the school and that they would pursue negotiations to end the crisis. But parents and relatives of the children and others inside had doubted their word. For one thing, the government consistently made misleading statements about the number of hostages at the school. For 2 days, Russian officials insisted there were about 400 hostages inside, far less than the at least 1,000 which it later emerged. That made people like Ada Gaidukova, whose niece was inside, very suspicious.
People are very afraid of storming, and we hope that it will not take place.
Do people believe the government when they say there will be no storming?
No.
Just a few minutes after Ada spoke, the fighting began. It started with two huge blasts. Then volley after volley of automatic weapons fire and loud explosions rang out. It was unclear what exactly set off the deadly chain of events. Russian military officials insisted the storming had not been planned. They said commandos took action after the terrorists opened fire on what they said were a group of children trying to escape. There was no way to confirm this, and there were some signs that a storming of the school was inevitable. Overnight, Russian Interior Ministry troops had taken up battle positions behind sandbag barricades near the school. They told journalists and bystanders to move back, and crack elite units had arrived at the area around the school in unmarked vehicles. The fighting around the school went on for several hours. A plume of white smoke rose from the building as Russian tanks raced towards the area. Russian security officials said that at one point, a group of the gunmen broke out of the school and tried to fight their way through the streets. A few dozen children and adults emerged from the burning school unscathed, but they seemed to be a small minority. Rescuers carried dozens of bodies, many of them small children, badly mangled or missing limbs, onto the street outside. The rescued effort for those alive was chaotic. There were not enough ambulances. Passenger cars, from Mercedes to Jeeps, scrambled back and forth trying to ferry the injured to hospitals. At Beslan's main hospital, the bodies of 30 mostly young children were lying on stretchers along the ground. Under a single sheet, the bodies of two badly burned small boys who appeared to be brothers or twins occupied the same stretcher. The father of the boys wept as he cradled each of them in his arms, one at a time. Across a courtyard, a man called out the names of the injured, reading from lists along a brick wall. There were more than 400 at this hospital alone. One woman had to be restrained after failing to find her daughter was on any list and instead among the many dead. The vast majority of people waiting here at the hospital, many still unaware if their children or relatives were still alive, called the gunmen animals for taking child hostages. The gunmen, believed to be led by Chechens demanding independence from Russia, had vowed to blow up the school if the building was stormed. But many here were also convinced that Russian special forces had acted in haste and that the standoff could have been resolved with far less bloodshed. It will likely take a long time to figure out what exactly happened in Beslan School No. 1. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Beslan, Russia.